1620-945-WTAW. Here are comments from a September 29th, 2022 Brazos County Commission workshop meeting about the deliberations of how to spend more than $42 million in federal pandemic grant money. The commission's latest attempt to divide the pie dominated by Russ Ford's reaction to County Judge Joyne Peters removing almost $8 million to extend broadband to the 3% of the county that does not have service.
I'm not saying that we need to spend $7.85 million tomorrow, but what I'm saying is there's something that we can do.
Ford says there has to be county money to pursue other possible grants from the state and federal governments.
We've got to have a grant writer.
Absolutely.
We've got to have a plan. So if we take all this money out, as has been recommended, how do we accomplish that? In our spare time?
County Auditor Katie Connor reacted to Commissioner Ford's idea to create a county broadband office with a new employee.
To add a position, you have to declare an emergency.
Okay. Look on East County, and we've got zero service out there. That's an emergency.
Also during the workshop, Commissioner Steve Aldrich opposed the county judge's recommendation to include no grant money towards county road and bridge projects, specifically improvements to INGN, Straub, and Stausland roads. The project, which is in Aldrich's precinct, is estimated to cost $6 million, and the designs have been done, and almost all the right-of-way has been acquired.
You got a project that the cost keeps going up and keeps going up. This will affect public safety for a growing and growing and growing number of people that are buying homes and living off of IGNN in Greens Prairie. So I would like to be able to use the windfall that we got from the federal government to do one-time projects that minimize the maintenance and operations requirement.
Aldrich asking County Judge Joyne Peters when those improvements might be done.
It's on the list, and it will get done at some point.
Exactly.
I wouldn't be committing to when, because that's one of those things that we don't know.
Commissioners also debated how much money to spend on the former Bryan ISD administration building in downtown Bryan, which the county purchased last November. County Judge Joyne Peters receiving support from Nancy Berry and Irma Colley to apply more than $9 million in grant money.
I don't think that's enough to do it.
Yeah.
No matter whether we tear the building down and start all over or whether we remodel, I don't think that $9 million is going to come anywhere close to covering it.
The county judge's chief of staff, Ed Bull, said the building was in disrepair when it was purchased last November for more than $2.3 million.
It needs a new roof. It needs to be sealed up around the windows. It needs work.
Bull talked about the site at Texas and William Joe Bryan becoming the home of the county's new public defender's office.
I believe it's so important, given the fact that we're growing and incident defense is an important component, and the fact we've already been pre-approved for a step-down grant after our 2 years of our COVID grant runs out.
Discussion resumes on how to spend the federal pandemic grant money during the commission's October 11th meeting.